and meet all the time. The children never tell us about them, but look at them now. I'm sure that's what they are talking about. Mrs. Gross watched the children as I went on. Talking about it helped me to understand. To us, they seem beautiful and good, but it's all a game. I turned and looked at her. They don't belong to us. They belong to them.
To Quint? And that woman? Mrs. Gross said.
Yes. Those two want to fill them with evil. That's why they've come back. Mrs. Gross thought about this for a while. I could see that she was remembering other terrible times. At last, she said,
But what can they do now?
Do? They can destroy them. They don't know how yet, but they're trying hard. Now we only see them in strange places, or high places. On top of the tower, across the lake, outside the window. But they want to get closer. If they have enough time, they will do it. Mrs. Gross stood up to go into the house.
Their uncle must stop this. He must take them away. You must write to him and ask him.
But how? I asked.
What can I say?
Shall I say that Bly is full of evil, and that Quint and Miss Jessel have corrupted the children?
Yes, if it's true.
Mrs. Gross, you know that the master doesn't want any worries. She sat down and put a hand on my arm.
We need him here, she said.
I stood up now. I could never ask him. I knew that. And she could see it in my face. Things went on like this for a month. In the house, in the garden,